I first noticed a suspicious white Ford Explorer parked in front of my neighbor's house on June 30th, and then again on July 1st and 2. There were two reasons it was suspicious. One, the side windows were blacked out, and two, our neighbors were away for the weekend. There was also a 3-foot-tall by 1-foot-wide photo radar box placed across from the vehicle, discreetly placed so nobody driving south on Grandin Road was able to see it. I went outside to investigate. The vehicle was running, but no driver was in the front seat. Are our tax dollars really paying for expensive idling SUVs parked on our streets, along with the gas? They must think we were all born yesterday if they think we're going to believe photo radar is used for road safety. Everybody, including the RCMP, knows it is a cash cow. I don't condone speeding, but photo radar doesn't deter speeding, nor does it promote road safety. I'll tell you what deters speeding, and in turn road safety: feedback signs. I don't enjoy seeing a sad face or my speed flash back at me when I'm speeding, but it sure slows me down instantly. A good old-fashioned speed trap works, too. Both give us accountability, whereas, getting a ticket in the mail a week or two later doesn't. If a speeder hits someone, do you think a camera flash just mere seconds earlier would have prevented it? If photo radar worked, there would be no speeders. Regulations say enforcement vehicles are supposed to be visible, and granted, this one was, just like all vehicles. I think St. Albert RCMP should heed Edmonton's photo radar program, and have vehicles clearly marked in bright yellow with a tall flag, but why would they do that? I can tell you why. The cows would get hungry. Ellen Ainsley, St. Albert.